Blog Talk Radio.
Follow with the wise man that there's a time to laugh, but there's also a time to be. For this cause, a man shall leave his father and his mother, shall cleave to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. This is the word of God. Now let the people of God say, Amen.
Amen.
Mission City State Department of Army, M. Chaplain, and a graduate of the Air Command Staff College and the Air Corps College. He is professor of law at the Oak Grove College of Law and Government Policy. And in his various teaching assignments, his students have given him the Outstanding Professor Award or Professor of the Year Award 5 times. He has served as senior staff attorney for the Alabama Supreme Court and is currently senior counsel and resident scholar for the Foundation of Moral Law. He is an ordained pastor of the Association of Free Lutheran Congregations and serves on the board of Lutherans for Life and on the board of the Plymouth Rock Foundation and on the board of the Gospel Marshall Arch Union and as a constitutional attorney who has been in home schools, Christian schools, the right for students to study the Bible in public schools, and the right to display the Ten Commandments in the public arena. He has authored 14 books, including Historical and Theological Foundations of Law, Christianity and the Constitution, Godless Caesar, and Columbus Caesar V, and has produced numerous audio and video lecture albums, including The Institute on the Constitution and Here I Stand, a Biblical Worldview for the New England. He holds 7 academic degrees in law, theology, history, and political science. A lifelong student of the Crusades, he is a knight commander and chaplain for the Sovereign Military Order of the Temple of Jerusalem. He is a 3rd degree black belt for the American Taekwondo Foundation, a 5th degree black belt for the Gospel Morning Arch, and a 5th degree black belt for the Black Belt of Plain International. Colonel Osmos is an avid horseman and skier and tries to get 8 hours of sleep every week.
Getting a double whammy from Dallas people here tonight. I think that our theology is going to be very biblically sound.
I don't need to explain further what God's Word has to say about the institution of marriage.
And I think we're all aware of what God's Word has to say about departures in that institution. Leviticus, thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind, it is abomination. Or we can go to the New Testament epistle, Romans, where Paul speaks about giving up the natural use of the woman and onto men with men and women with women and the like. But I think being a passage of Scripture that is particularly significant right now is out of Isaiah, where Isaiah says, woe unto those who call evil good and good evil. It is one thing to violate God's law. It's another thing to twist and distort God's law to make that which is evil sound good, and that which is good sound evil, or mean spirited, or intolerant, or whatever other adjective they wish to give us. Now Jesus faced this dilemma, and I'd like to refer us to John chapter 8, where we read, verse 2, early in the morning, he came again unto the temple, and all the people came unto him, and he sat out and talked. And this woman and Pharisee brought unto him a woman taken in adultery. And when they had set her in the midst, they say unto him, Master, this woman was taken in adultery in the very act. Now, Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned. But what sayest thou? This they said, tempting him, that they might have ground to accuse him. They were not really interested in justice here. First of all, we're told that she was caught in the act, and that means that there was a man caught with her, and he did not drop before Jesus. But they're hoping to trap Jesus. On the one hand, if he says, go ahead and stone her, then they'll move report to Romans, because under Roman law at this time, any Jewish sentence of death has to be approved by the Romans. If he says, no, let her go, forgive her, then they'll say he is violating the law of Moses. Either way, they think they will have grounds to attack him. On the one hand, he might appear to be forgiven. On the other, he might appear to be strict. Peter responds. Well, we know his response. First of all, he writes in the dust. Then he writes in the dust again a little later. And after I've been together for a while, I'll be able to tell you what he wrote. Right now, I will remove the paper here.